For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. Surprising as it might be to hear, there are some sectors of the economy that have done very well amid the coronavirus outbreak. One of them is real estate.
I would say I probably have loaded double the applications that I normally do.
Margaret Robinson is a mortgage broker with Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. Her office is in Rock Hill.
Most of the time you do a few refis and a lot of purchases. Now we're doing a lot of purchases, even more purchases because of the rates. And then the refis now are coming in and everybody's calling about the refis.
If any of that sounds unfamiliar, a brief primer. Refis are refinanced mortgages. They're usually popular with homeowners when the interest rate drops. It gives mortgage payers a chance to lower their monthly payments. Mortgage rates fell sharply in February as the stock market reeled from COVID-fueled panic. Rates on 30-year mortgages dropped nearly 40 points from just a month earlier and settled below 4% through last week. So existing homeowners are trying to lock in low rates that they might never see again. As for new buyers,
you've asked me how are things going? Are we kind of busy? I would tell you yes.
Jay Reinhardt is the owner of Reinhardt Realty in Rock Hill. He says his agents are practically scrambling to keep up with interested buyers.
And I would tell you that it's not only busy because they're busying around. We have buyers and sellers making definitive decisions in this market, and they're making them based on good information.
To be clear, the real estate market in Rock Hill was plenty healthy before the coronavirus outbreak. The city is the largest in York County and is considered a suburb of Charlotte. And while affordability has been stretching further out of reach in Rock Hill, the city is still considered a buyer's market, especially with the advent of major investment by the NFL's Carolina Panthers. So, Reinhardt says, the interest in buying was already in place before rates dipped to generally unheard of levels.
In other words, a buyer that's been in the market for a while and that has their lending either already in place or had maybe a pre-qualification letter is now looking at the interest rates and going, wow, I don't know when we've ever seen them this low. And especially the millennial buyer, they never have.
This isn't to say that people are not jittery. Reinhardt admits that showings are down now that people are avoiding even small gatherings like open houses. And Robinson says some buyers are holding off despite the low rates because they might not know when their money is coming back.
We've had some realtors that say that their borrower just says, no, I'm not going to purchase. You know, I'm going to wait and see what happens. I think a lot of just the fear that some people are having is causing them to back away.
She says this has been uncommon, but it does happen. She and Reinhardt say that they do their best to make sure people who are not financially affected by the outbreak and the business disruptions are making choices based on reality and not on fearfulness.
I talked to you about coaching a young couple through, and their number one question was, oh my goodness, should we buy? And I said, okay, is your job in a good position? And they went, oh yeah, we're both engineers. I said, do you have your down payment? Yes. Is the interest rate better or worse than it was a month ago? Well, it's better. I went, why are you worried about buying this house?
But even when buyers do want to close, they might have to wait a little longer to move in. Social distancing concerns led York County to limit title searches to just 5 agents at a time and to do no more than 2 hours in the search room. Reinhardt says the standard 30-day closing time could bump to 45 or even 60 days. And while refis are the hot ticket right now, Robinson says they still come second to new buyers.
Most companies, like ourselves, we are concentrating on purchase business. We're not going to let the purchase cause an issue.